is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live 2 hours this morning. Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. We're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast right here on GCN. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. We've got some articles on the website you might want to consider looking at. If you're interested in what we're up to at the Get Prepared Expo, the event schedule is there, page one. It's three typewritten pages of seminar titles, 70 seminars. They're not all there. I've got to add a bunch more. We're going to run at least five seminars every hour for 2 days. The largest preparedness expo in the United States of America. That's April 6th and 7th at the Cowan Civic Center. And if you'd like to have dinner with your instructors, you may. There's some limited seating. We can only have a little less than 300 people for dinner. And if you'd like, $6 for dinner tickets, $7 if you want ice cream. The Doomsday Preppers casting call. The post is on the website. They're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Are you material for Doomsday Preppers? Are you considering doing that? Well, you can apply in person. Meet the casting director at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. And the FDA warns about the hidden dangers of temporary henna tattoos that burn, blister, and leave skin scarred for life. Yeah. It makes no sense to me to even risk having a temporary tattoo. Seriously. And cold sores may be tied to memory loss. Another post about that. And the FAA predicts 10,000 drones could be in the skies by 2020. 7 years from now. Boy, that's pretty scary, isn't it? And there's a post about targeted drone killings of U.S. citizens. Would you believe it? Most Americans don't like that. They don't like that. David Klotz is with us today. He's a Springfield, Missouri resident. I don't think he's happy with the way things are going in Springfield community. He's not happy with city council. And he's not happy with Walmart. David Klotz is our newest USAprepares.com instructor. He is a proponent of commerce, but he's an opponent of predatory commerce. Welcome, David Klotz.
Well, thank you so much, Vance. You could not have said that better. That's exactly my position.
Well, we've been on the radio once before, very, very recently, and you are our newest USAprepares.com instructor. And, David, you have this broadcast, I think we should title as Inside Walmart. Now, you've been an employee of Walmart for 20 years, and you're what I would call a product of Walmart University. And what I mean by that is they've trained you to think the way they would like you, or they've exposed you to training so that you would consider behaving like they would like you to behave as a Walmart lifelong employee. But what you think about Walmart is different from what you thought about Walmart when you first started 20 years ago, isn't it?
That is a fact. You know, I was very proud to initially be a part of the company. I started at a time when we were a proud Buy American company. Walmart touted their successes in promoting American manufacturers. You know, at one time they were very proud to be a contributing part of their community. Sam Walton used to say things like, our employees produce our success. They deserve a share of the wealth. Hence come profit sharing. You know, at one point he said, if you give me 20 years, I'll give you $1 million in your profit sharing. Well, that used to happen. There are people who acquired that. As time went along, the commitment not only to their employees, but to the community and the welfare of the nation's future obviously were secondary to profit. So there was a point in time where I was very proud to be a part of the company, but they changed directions 180 degrees from where they initially, from their origins. I believe those roots are still deep in the company, and that's kind of my intention in this, is to try to water those roots, to bring Walmart back to be a responsible civic business with the best interests of the future of our nation in mind, as opposed to just their profits at the expense of investment for working families, for local business, for local economies, who, as you know, are struggling harder than ever right now.
You're absolutely right. Now, Springfield, Missouri is a community of, let's say, 250,000 people, depending on what you define the community as. You might even say it's 300,000, depending on how far outside the city limits you look. But let's say 200,000. How many Walmart stores do we have in the city of Springfield, Missouri?
Inside the Springfield city limits, there are now 5 Walmart supercenters. There are 4 neighborhood markets. There are 2 Sam's Clubs. And if Walmart gets their way, this 5th neighborhood market that is just 4 blocks from downtown poses such a risk to downtown's revitalization and recovery. It's just another leg in their adventure. We understand they have 20 to 22 of these neighborhood markets on the drawing board for Springfield. You know, we understood from the planning and zoning committee, one of those members said that Walmart had told them Springfield was a test city. Well, you know, we feel like our working families, our local businesses, the future of our city, you know, we're not lab rats for Walmart. And we really want to have a discussion. Should the world's largest, richest company who pays some of the city's lowest wages be allowed to just dominate the local economy at the expense of business, local business, who is investing in downtown, investing in the city's futures? You know, we feel like it's unwise, want to have this discussion. And I'm really proud of the people of Springfield. I can't tell you how much support we've had. They understand this at an organic level, because regardless of what they've been exposed to in the press, all the Walmart advertising, people know what they see. They know what they've lived over the last few decades. And they understand the ramifications and consequences of Walmart's purchasing policies, of Walmart's business practices on the local economy. Couldn't be starker for the people who are affected, regardless of the advertising they're bombarded by. So people are really excited now whenever they know, they realize there's a group of folks in the city who are willing to fight for them, understand, and willing to take the hits necessary. You know, we've been called every name in the book, as you can imagine. I'm a conservative independent. I've been called everything from a liberal hack to a communist, you know, but go ahead and call all the names you want. We fight for what we believe in. We're standing up for what we understand to be the truth, and we want to have this discussion about the future of Springfield. I just couldn't be more excited about the people of Springfield's attitude and their interest in this.
I'm just worried that we're not going to learn how you really feel.
I'll hold back for you, Ben.
Okay, so David, we want to make this really clear. David's not someone who read about Walmart in some articles. He experienced it. He was exposed to 20 years of Walmart on the inside. He's been to the Walmart headquarters in Arkansas, Bentonville, Arkansas, and he met some players, and we're going to introduce who they were. You will be shocked. Absolutely, I'm not kidding. Please listen to this entire broadcast, and you're going to want to share this with your friends and family. You can go to usapreparers.com. You can go to listen to Vincent on GCN, and you'll be able to tell them that's how they can listen to this broadcast, because it looks like Springfield, Missouri is going to be the petri dish for Walmart. And as David Klotz said, 2 Sam's Clubs, not 1, 2, 4 neighborhood markets, 5 supercenters. Now, supercenters, that's as big as it gets in Walmart. We're talking about you can have a haircut there, you can buy your food there, you can have your oil changed, buy your tires. There's a pharmacy, pretty much most everything that you could possibly want, you can get at a Walmart Supercenter.
I feel almost a little bit guilty about that. I come up at Walmart at a point in time when the supercenters were just freshly on the drawing board, and I know we're going to get into this in a minute. But, you know, at one point I really felt like that we were trying to make Walmart essentially representative of the community. Now, there were even discussions of having post offices in the stores at one time. So, you know, what Walmart, what the supercenters were intended to be is a microcosm of the community. Now, when I was young, I didn't realize the ramifications of how that would play out across local economies. But I played some role in trying to develop the initial plans of the supercenter, and we can get into that discussion later.
Yeah, and that's what I'd like to do. David, as you were talking about the five supercenters, the four neighborhood markets, and the two Sam's Clubs in the Springfield. And Springfield's not a real big city. It really isn't.
No.
It's a flat city, Class. It's not tall. It's flat. It's wide. And it's expansive. Now, I'm looking at this list of the five supercenters, the four neighborhood markets, and the two Sam's Clubs. I'm wondering if the neighborhood markets are not the biggest threat to reasonable, fair, honest commerce in Springfield, Missouri. Because the neighborhood markets, they're going to displace the mom-and-pop operations, aren't they?
Not only that, you know, we feel like this is the death nail in the future of the Springfield economy for local business, for working families. You know, it's uncontested. Walmart pays some of the city's lowest wages. Well, you know, and now after campaigning for Obamacare, they're using that as an excuse to dump their full-timers, send everybody to part-time. And we know these jobs that are created in these neighborhood markets, basically, you know, part-time minimum wage jobs, $17,000 to $18,000 a year, that's half Springfield median income, can only further drag down incomes in the city at a time when working families are struggling harder than ever. You know, I know folks who are working three jobs can barely pay their bills now. Gas prices have never been higher. Grocery prices, doesn't matter, utility prices, except for payroll. You know, pay has stagnant, leveled off, and pretty much stayed flat, and while prices have exploded. This is a recipe, this continued domination. You know, I don't like to call it a monopoly because people want to argue with you. They've got 49% of the Springfield grocery market right now, Walmart does. At what point does that become a monopoly? I guess that's debatable. Domination cannot be debated. And this neighborhood market plan, you know, is in our view.
David, hold that thought. We're going to see if David can hold that thought. We'll be right back. USAPrepares.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is a fun broadcast. David Klotz is with us, K-L-O-T-Z. And we're talking about Walmart. I refer to it as the Chinese factory outlet when I'm on the air. And we're talking about market domination. Now, David, when I was in high school, I was fortunate enough to have an after-school job. And it was an independent automotive parts store in the community. And when customers came in, we could discuss things like the heat ranges of spark plugs. And we could look at an old spark plug and say, you know what, if you change the heat range to a hotter spark plug, you'll have less oil fouling. You'll have... We could change the heat range to eliminate pre-ignition conditions in cars. And we could talk about engine oils, and we could talk about the additives and the viscosities. And we could talk about alternators, and we could talk about the designs and the current outputs of different models. And we could recommend to our customers the best product and best value for their application. But today, we have replaced these stores, many of them, with people who cannot discuss those things. They don't know.
Isn't it ironic? You know, isn't it ironic that Walmart's focus has been on customer service, at least publicly, for so long, yet what they've actually done is destroy customer service within the community as far as knowledgeable folks who can speak to you about you can buy mass quantities of replacement junk anymore from, but you don't really get the kind of advice you used to get from your local hardware store, your local automotive store. I know exactly what you're saying. It's kind of ironic to me.
Yeah, and I've been to the Chinese factory outlet, and I watch people in the automotive aisle, and they're trying to figure out what kind of oil to buy, And they could simply say, they could have gotten that education by going to their small community stores that are now gone, and they could go to them, the independents, where they were experts, where they were passionate about their business. Why were they in the automotive business? Because they loved it. They ate, slept, and drank their businesses. That was what they did. So they knew lots about the products they sold.
Experts in the field, sure.
They were experts in the field, but they're gone. They are, well, I mean, as far as I can tell, they're gone. I don't see any around. So we've lost that ability. We don't know what oil to even put in our car, and that's a real simple thing. We don't know. I mean, there's an aisle of oil, motor engine oil.
Don't you really feel like our entire culture has been dumbed down over the past few decades to where people don't even really realize that on a large scale? You know, they're content going in, punching in to a little computer box that's going to tell them, you know, which ones to buy, you know, the company recommends, or, you know, but there's no real expertise available to folks anymore. And unfortunately, it seems like people are content with that, or at least I don't hear an outcry as to where did all the local experts go. You know, I mean, and to me, that's kind of confounding, I really feel like as a culture, especially over the last few decades, we've just been dumbed down to where we don't even realize what we've lost, you know.
Yeah, we used to be able to go to the feed store or the lawn and garden centers, if you will, the independents, and you could say, you know, I'm trying to grow a garden. What fertilizer do you recommend? Now, if you go to the Walmart, it's can you help me with fertilizer? Sure, it's over there. That's the answer. It's over there.
Yeah, everything's so commercial, you just have to kind of believe the best of the advertising because nobody actually knows who sells the merchandise anymore. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about some of the famous person that you met on the other side of the break that's coming up in a couple minutes. So, David, what is wrong with Walmart?
Well, there's so much wrong with the Walmart business model. You know, I kind of want to take just a second here to speak about this zoning issue so I can do justice by the people of Springfield who really worked so hard. You know, planning and zoning initially denied the zoning request due to the neighbors' concerns about safety. Walmart really did nothing to resolve that other than close down a public city street paid for by taxpayer dollars, turn one end into a Walmart driveway, supposedly, you know, fixing the problem from their perspective. That plan, you know, actually setting a precedent now where commercial companies can interfere with public roads for their own profit, that made it through council. We feel like it was a terrible disservice. I hear your music playing. We'll get into more of this on the other side.
Okay, and we'll mention some famous names when we come back. David Klotz, I guess you could say he's a proponent of honest commerce. Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This can be slide in.
What are today's hot
topics?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David Klotz and I are talking about the Chinese factory outlet. Now, class, at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th, you can buy tickets on the website right now on the store tab, S-T-O-R-E tab. You can buy your dinner if you'd like to have dinner with your instructors. It's limited to a little less than 300 people for dinner. Unfortunately, 100 of us are going to be instructors. So if you want to have dinner with your favorite instructor or instructors, I suggest you go to the website, and there's a great post on the Get Prepared Expo, a list of most of the seminars. So you have more that we need to add. We'll have at least five running every hour, 5 one-hour seminars every hour. It's probably going to go to six. Stephen Huer of One World Way is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Eric Lancaster of Pro-EM-1 is going to be there. And I got a call yesterday. A guy wants to bring a bomb shelter. He's going to take an 18-wheel truck to bring it from California. He wants to bring it and show us his bomb shelter. He's been on Doomsday Prepper. So we're going to work out the details this afternoon after the broadcast. And we're talking about the Chinese factory outlet. Now, they have been instrumental, I believe, in forcing businesses to close. Manufacturing businesses. That's my opinion, class. And we used to make light bulbs, incandescent light bulbs, in the United States. Not anymore. And if you want to buy juices, fruit juices from China, you can. You can. Just go to Walmart. And you'll read the little tiny label. It's really hard to see. It's really, really hard to see. Product of China. No kidding. David Klotz, back to you.
You know, I just want to, I'm going to wrap this up real quick so we can get into the Walmart conversation while I still have my representative hat on for Springfield. You know, we're really excited because people of Springfield have stood up against the world's largest, richest company who pays some of the city's lowest wages, has exported more of the investment our economy and our children need than all other retailers combined. And they've stood up now to become a role model for the rest of the country. If we can do this here, where we can stand up to Walmart power, where they have been entrenched and, you know, ruled with an iron fist for decades now, if we can do this here, it can be done anywhere. So we're really excited because people of the Ozarks are engaged. You know, they've seen this happen firsthand. They've seen their economies decimated. They've watched their incomes erode. They've watched prices explode around them, you know, and seen the they deal with this on a daily basis. You know, and we're standing up to fight this here. We're being very effective, you know, and it's just so encouraging because if we can do this here, we really believe it can be done anywhere. And so we appreciate you for giving us this larger audience because we want to encourage folks around the country. Stand up to Walmart. Don't lay down your futures for this company's profits. Now, you know, it's up to you to represent yourself and protect your own communities. You can't look to the government. We don't have a representative government in many cases anymore. We live in the age of lobby-controlled governments where it's for sale to the highest bidder. Nobody can outbid Walmart, but the people have a voice still. And while we have a voice, we need to use it. That day could come where it's going to be more of a challenge. So, you know, we're really encouraged by the attitude of the people of Springfield and hope that the rest of the country can take encouragement from what we've been able to do here to realize that it can be done where you are, too. It's just going to take you to stand up and do it.
David, I got a call from a network owner about a year ago, and he said, "Vinny, you're a local broadcast. You know what you talk about in Springfield has no relevance on the national scene." And I said, "No. As a matter of fact, you don't understand. What we're doing in Springfield can be replicated everywhere. So when I mention that we have a meetup, one of the reasons I mention that we have a meetup, and one of the reasons I mention what we do in our meetup class, is so you can form your own meetup in your community. And it's happening all over the country. We're just trying to say that we're in a small city. We have a lot of problems. We have murders, rapes. We have knifings. I mean, we have a lot of problems here, just like everywhere else. And if we can do it here, and you can follow that we do it, you can do the same thing." And that's what David just said. And we are fighting the battle with Walmart, and we're going to win it. We're going to win it because
yes, we are
going
we
to.
We really are.
We're
going to
win it because, and we're fighting the fluoride battle, and ultimately we're going to win that too because we're naming the names, giving out the phone numbers, and we're telling our audience, our class, give these guys a call. They're poisoning us. They're killing our jobs. They're destroying our economy. We're not taking it. And by the way, we know where you live. So, Dave, let's take a minute, and you met this blonde woman at corporate headquarters. What was that all about?
Well, let me just kind of cover it. Let me just go through the beginning. You know, when I started as a very young man, I had the great opportunity to meet some executives within the general office. Even met Sam Walton. Had the opportunity to come to know him a little bit. Sam was an amazing man. He was a very inspiring man. Many of the things that he said really resonated with me. You know, I was raised by a country banker who taught me a lot of old business ethics. My grandpa used to say, "What's good for the bank's good for the county. Reinvest, you know, if you want a future." Those kind of things were like foundation to me. So when Sam would say things like, you know, "If we don't support the factories and the towns our stores operate in, who's going to be left to shop at our stores when the jobs are gone?" That rang true to me. And so, you know, I was a loyalist. And so I had the opportunity to go to Bentonville and present ideas. At the time, this is about 1989, at the time the super centers were just on the drawing board, had a relationship with the executive vice president, and on several occasions went to Bentonville, Arkansas, to the general office, which was nothing but an accumulation of little cubicles at that time, a very modest kind of operation, and present ideas that I thought would be beneficial to the company. Now, one of those, I wanted to put an American-made department in the super center between grocery and hard lines to cement Walmart's commitment to American manufacturing in this floor plan of the store. You know, we had a Buy American campaign, but we started seeing more and more Taiwanese merchandise come in the back door. Sometimes you'd peel the label, and it'd say made in China. At a time when you couldn't buy Cuban cigars, it was illegal to buy, you couldn't buy stuff made in the Soviet Union, and made in China was illegal. You know, at one time we didn't support the enemies of liberty in the world. We reinvested in our own children's futures. So, you know, I wanted Walmart to put an American-made department inside the supercenters. Well, the BEVP shot me down. And as I was leaving, pretty dejected, I just happened to run into Sam Walton, who recognized me. If he ever met you, he knew you, and recognized me, kind of asked me what was going on. I told him, well, I just had presented some ideas to your EVP, and I don't think I did a very good job, didn't go over very well. And he said, well, let's try this again. So he leads me back to this little cubicle in the general office, not far from his office, which was just kind of a cubicle in and of itself. He was a pretty modest guy. And with him were two other people, probably in their mid-30s, a black-haired man and a blonde woman. Well, we went into this little cubicle area where there was a table and some chairs, pretty sparse. And he said, have a seat. I'll be right back. Sam leaves. And these other two who were with Sam, he did not introduce me to them, just sat down across the table from me. Now, the lady had a trade and commerce law book, and I always remember that, this great big thick book. And she was a pretty good-looking blonde lady, had glasses on, but she seemingly harmless. Pretty soon, though, she kind of looks at me over her glasses and said, now, who are you? Why are you here? And so I didn't know who these folks were, but I thought, well, they're with Sam. Maybe they're players somehow, you know, so I thought here's an opportunity to pitch my ideas. So I started going into what I called American Showcase, which was the American-made department in the Supercenter. I get about halfway through it to where she understands really where I'm going with this, and the lady actually gets up on her feet and leans over to me and says, who are you to tell me how to support your, or who are you to tell me how to spend my money? Why should I waste my money supporting your high-minded ideas? You need to grow up and get lost. I was 19 years old and 6'4", a grizzly bear couldn't scare me, but there was something in that woman that terrified me. I tried to argue with her best I could, using Sam's own words against her. She was just cold as ice, absolutely disinterested in the interests of working families and investing in local economies. You know, even back then, it looked like treason to sabotage local economies by bringing in Chinese merchandise. You know, I mean, it was a very gray area. And so, I mean, the woman was as cold as ice, walked out on me. I'm sitting there flabbergasted, didn't know what to do, stumbled out of the general office feeling like I'd been hit by a truck. And a month later, pick up the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and see her smiling picture on the front page. It was the governor's wife, Hillary Clinton. Now, let's back up just a step. Hillary got her appointment got a lifetime appointment to the Walmart Board of Directors, I believe it was 86, at a time when she had no real business experience, no real stock ownership that we were aware of. But she did have one thing going for her. Her husband was the Democrat governor of Arkansas. And so, you know, as time played along, which I didn't even really have any awareness of Bill Clinton at that time, as time played along, it became very evident as to what her appointment secured. As time and again, Bill Clinton would flip for the interests of Walmart and actually undermine the interests of either both the people of Arkansas and later the people of the nation for Walmart's exploitive agenda to profit over everything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so when we've heard things about NAFTA and GATT, and we talked and we heard from the politicians about how free trade is going to be great for us, and we're going to be able to sell all our stuff to these third world countries. And those of us who understood economics said, what? And Ross Perot said there'd be a giant sucking sound as our jobs and money went to Mexico. He was absolutely right. Absolutely
right.
What a tragic
disservice. What a tragic disservice the American press has done over the past two decades by absolutely lying to people and convincing them that, you know, you can invest all your money in one future yet have another. It doesn't make any sense. We're going to get what we've paid for, you know, after transplanting now trillions of dollars that should have been reinvested here for our children's futures, for our economies to develop, trillions of dollars exported at this point by companies like Walmart, who pursue, to communist China, to the other, to totalitarian regimes, by companies who, pursue profit over the expense of everything else. This is a jeopardy to the institution of liberty on this earth for all of mankind.
David Klotz, I'd like to ask you publicly, and you can either answer this or not. I'd love to have you be a speaker at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th in Lebanon, Missouri, kind of near where you are. Think about it, and if you'd like to let us know what your thoughts are, we can talk about it on the other side of this break. David Klotz, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now. The Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled a necessities unit. A unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings. Our necessities unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part. Buy one necessities unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery.
We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, have you ever repaired a product, an electronics product, that that you bought at the Chinese factory outlet? We've moved to become a disposable society. Have you considered repairing a television that you've owned for 4 or 5 years? How about a radio? Have you done that? How about a small electronics product? How about a toaster? Have we? How about a toaster oven? We don't do that anymore. We just throw them away. The Chinese get our dollars, and we fill the landfill with these disposable products that they make that don't last very long.
Yeah, usually David, less than a year after they leave the store, you know.
Yeah. And David, have you considered speaking at the Get Prepared Expo and telling your story to thousands of people?
Well, Vince, if you're going to invite me, I wouldn't miss it. You know, I will find a way to be there.
That sounds great. I love it. So, class, you're going to get to meet the real David Klotz. So, David, as we see Walmart in our neighborhoods with these neighborhood markets, do you really see that as the big threat that I do? I mean, even bigger than the supercenters, because...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, this is meant to mop up the smaller economies. What's left of local business. These neighborhood markets are going to be dropped in places where they can't support a super center. You know, I rural Missouri, so I think of little towns like Licky and Kabul, small places that aren't big enough to support a super center, kind of sandwiched between towns that are dominated by them. But yet there are local independent grocers still in operation. That is what the neighborhood market is about. That's where these stores are going to operate. And they got Walmart trucks passing through those towns anyway on the way to their super centers. It'd be real easy for them to stop in and drop off groceries to put local grocers out of business. So, yeah, this is really their design to further dominate retail economy in the country. You know, we understand they're going to geographically dominate the city of Springfield if we allow it to go forward. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, it's meant for smaller communities that can't support a super center, where there are still local independent grocers. Those folks are in the crosshairs of this particular operation.
David, there's a large grocery chain, very, very large. And I understand that they have a special tax area in Springfield, Missouri. Now, I have not done the research, so this is, let's just call this a rumor for right now, class.
Okay.
That this very large grocery chain said, okay, we'll come in, but we want some concessions. We want some infrastructure, and we'll move in, and but there's certain things that the city has to do. So the city has a tax structure that is higher where this super, super large grocery store is. Have you heard of that?
I have. You know, it's not uncommon for businesses to come in, not only with them having the audacity to say, hey, you know, we'd like to come in and export the investment your working families and local business need for their survival, but we want tax credits or breaks from the city council to do it, put a stoplight up in front of our store or something like that, and they get those concessions. That's why we're really excited in Springfield, because what we're actually doing is trying to compel our city government to be representative of our interest, of the people's interest, of the interest of working families, of local business, of the future. That's something we feel like has been sorely neglected over the past few decades. And, you know, it's exciting for us to be able, because we've had quite a bit of success, to see that our efforts to compel government to be representative are coming to fruition. Now, we didn't win the city council decision, but we believe we will win the citywide vote. You know, we don't want to get too cocky. We've still got to get certification from the city clerk on this petition that we delivered, and we're ready for a six-month-long fight, should it be a public relations fight, to make our case that this is detrimental. Walmart's agenda for Springfield is detrimental to the local economy. And so it's something that we've seen across the country where businesses acquire tax breaks and advantages to be able to come in and then decimate local economies. We feel like we're going to compel government to be representative in Springfield. And if we can do it here, you can do it where you are.
David Klotz is with us, and he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. David, just hang on through the break, and I need to arrange your appearance at the expo offline. So just stay with us for a couple minutes. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up, hour number two. We'll be back.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.